holding my Simon Reisam of Beis. Sifal from the Kof, the Sugya is on Shabbos Daf Kof Yutesim Beis, brought down with the Torah by the Bishabruah. Now we have a Bryson that says over there, Reis by Yehuda, Shtei Malchay Ashoris Malavan Le Odom Be'er Shabbos, Bevitzik Nesel Le Beis Le. We have two Malachim that escorts a person from the Shul to his house, Echa Toiv, Echa Vera. They come to the house, they see the Ner Dolok, they see the Shulchan Oroch, they see Mitosai Mutzas. Then the Malach HaToy gives a bracha, she rushes to L'Shabbos Acheres Kach. The Malach Ra is forced to say Amen. And if it's that the way, it will be L'Hepoch. So first we had this idea, two Malach HaShoros that scored a person home. What does it mean, Malach HaShoros, one Toy, one Ra? So there's a Rishon, Akedis Yitzchok, we're talking about the El Rabo, says there's no such thing as a Malach Elyon that's Ra. So it means he wants a Taino, it means a person himself inside of him has inside of him a Toy Ra. There's the Yetzirah, there's the Yetzirah, and it means the Mitzvah Tzura associated and gate to the person. We're talking about the Prisho. The Maestro, the Prim God of brings down this Ali Rabba and says that's not the pastures. Don't remove what the Gemara says. It means Mamish to Malachim escort a person home. And Betzim is a Magarom, a Simonuish, and Aleph brings down a Maril that points out and negate the Kechovim Mazolis, the Er Shabbos that leads into Shabbos, the last one in the case of Tzedek, the first one in the case of Madim. Tzedek is Jupiter, that's a Toiv. The Madim is Ra, that's a Mars, that's a bad one. We have two Malachim escorting a person in Mamish Kepashis. Therefore, the person comes home and they see a nice table in the house of Sudar, therefore, you get a Brocho. Now, the Magarama starts off the Simon over with Akdomo and says, when a person comes home, it has to be clean. What does that mean? You have to take care of the Kor Achvish Ben Abayis. You have to take care of your spider webs. Interesting, Halacha. Mishmur brings it down over here. It's a Kondalit, Blosh and Toiv, quoting a Resh Chachma and the Magarom. And just in case you don't know that, Mishmur already brought down some Resh Nun, this Halacha inside the Eli Rabo. You have to get rid of your spider webs. Now, there's a big in Yonim brought down this form. The Kavachim in Simon Resh Nun says, Api Yisoid. Yisoid means Amalchus, it gets involved with the Yisoid is. If you want, Ayin Piskechu is over there. Gets involved with Hoich and Yonim. What exactly we have to get rid of specifically spider webs for? Magarom goes on further in the Akdoma, brings down three things that the Arizal was very makbid to go do. Number one, he was very makbid to eat in a shulchan that had a dalad reglaim, had four legs to it, going to the shulchan with the mikdosh. The second thing, he was makbid to take adasim, two adasim, and by every time he made kiddush, by all three meals, to make a bracha in the adasim. And third thing is, by Lel Shabbos, to leave over the kushal bracha, a little bit of wine inside, and to leave over a little bit of pesisim of the bread, but not a case of lechem sholem. Now to go through just quickly these three points over here that the Rizal is makbid. First, the idea of having a table with four legs. It's brought down by numerous poskim, this Magarom, El Rabo, the Teish V'Shabbos, Berhitiv, or Chshulchan Kavachayim. The Maestro, they point out, if you read the Mishnah Berurah, it's not here. He left it out. Maybe to Miyashiv or defend numerous people that do not seem to have the Bezman Azeh, their fancy tables with one leg, sometimes with two legs, but they don't seem to have four legs. And it could be maybe the Svaro is that we came across Negeit HaLocha and Negeit Filun Daf Yomi other times. The Locha is that Shulchan is Doimel Mizbeach. Not to compare, the idea of the Rizal is Shulchan Doimel to Shulchan. And if we have to have the Shulchan like the Mishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash with four legs. Chazal says Shulchan Doimel Mizbeach, built upon a Pasuk. It's an end of a Kaporo, that the fact that we either give Anim what to go eat, or Mitzad Achnas Orchim, or we say Divrei Torah, the Mokum of Kapara, Shulchan Dom Mizbeach, we have Kapara upon it. And therefore, the Halacha we see is brought down in Hilchos Brachos, that salt on the table. We saw the Halacha in the Gate of Shabbos, you cannot kill Kinim on the Shulchan, because Shulchan Dom Mizbeach. We have Halacha by Bech Samoth in the Kav Yenayim, for Shulchan Dom Mizbeach. Even Shavuos, what are Milchiks for, says we have more Shulchan Dom Mizbeach. It could be the reason why it's left out from the Mishpul, at least this Halacha, the Ilum left out because Machbid, because like we know, we have locha shaila of halocha versus niglo, of kabbalah versus niglo. Maisen niglo sounds like shulchan dem l'zbeach, and shulchan not dem l'shulchan. Ulay. The second aspect, he says, the Arizal, we're talking about Magavom, to make a brocha on two adasim, by the case of three kiddishim. Maisen, the ilum is not to go like the Rambam, we only make kiddish twice, not three times, not by the shalosh shudas. Void, the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Maisen also not seem to make the brocha on adasim. That seemed to be the Minik Ashkenaz again, the Mishmur left it out. The third point, negate to having the Shulchan leaving over the case, or more focusing on the case of the Lechem over here, Vesisim, and not Lechem Sholem, That the Magavam itself has been saying to the Loch and Yodeh Simukov Ein Chetz, the Loch of Hussein Lechel, and our Chaim Simukov Pei. You know, there we spoke about Arichas, the Machloikas and Shabbos is different than that, the Taz versus Magavam, and the Meshvua Paskins. We'll discuss the Sugi over there, what the Halach, where the Sugi is coming from, and the ramifications.
He's discussing even for benching, or did he do the whole night?
So, over here, discussing sounds like the whole night. Over this has 2 points over there, one for benching, one for the whole night. We'll discuss over there then, you know. Now, the Gemara here says, when the Malach comes home, he sees, when you come home and the Malach escorts you, he sees three things. He sees a Ner Dolok, he sees the idea of a Shulchan Aruch, and the Mitasai Mutsas. If you see all three, then we get a Bracha, and the Malach Ras say, Amen. So what's all three? Ner Dolok is very simple. You have the candles on Shabbos. What's the idea of a Shulchan Aruch? What does that mean? Tight words. So the Pirim Golem and Simon Shin, by the Sugar of a Malava Malko, it means that Machloek is Taz and Bach over there in Simon Shin. The way the Bach understands, it means you have to have all the food prepared for the Suda. Doesn't mean the table being set, Dafko. It means everything that's needed for the Suda, have all the food prepared. What's the Medak that way in the Gemara? Maisa, what? Have the food ready for the meal. You come on, the food should be ready. Maisa Taz over there is coming to disagree with the Shver. And then again, the people going to explain that's not the story. The Pashas is, Yisad HaShulchanai, means the Shulchan Aruch, means the table being set. Now, the table being set is clear for them all. It means you have a tablecloth there. But the words of the Taz is, V'sham minim hanoigim etzla richas HaShulchan. And all the things that is supposed to be there. Meaning, if the derech is to have your napkins and your plates and your silverware and your cups and whatever it is, that's what it means. You come home, and the Malach will escort you, and the table should be set. Lavdafka, the food has to be ready. Nalakabach, the table of Maisha should be set. And when the table is set, then the Maisha get a brach over here. And that seems to be the Stimus HaPoiskim on the page over here. That's number one, what it means, table, the idea of Shulchan Aruch. Number two, how long for the Shulchan to be Aruch? The words that are more is, should be there, Kol Yom HaShabbos, V'chein HaMinig V'ein L'Shanis. That means clearly the Chor is going back, discussing the case of the tablecloth, to constantly be over there, that the table should always be set. Now, the Mishmur says, what does it mean, the Kol Shabbos? It brings down until after Avdolah. A third point is, what table is causing that the table should be set? So, the words that the Kavachayim appear the Eliyahu, he says, Dafku eat. That table, you have a table in the house, you're eating from, that you should eat, that should be covered. And Reb David Feinstein, he brought down from his father, that the meaning in his house is only the table they ate from they covered, and other tables they did not cover. Asad HaSheni. What?
And the table
they ate? The table they ate from. I don't know how many tables they ate from. I don't know, but the table they ate from the covered. That's how the Orchel Shulchan says, what do you mean? It means the tables should be covered. It means all tables. So the Pirim goes this way. My submission, we're being example of Pirim Godim. It's really to cover all tables in the house. All tables. And therefore, Kiddur is brought down in the safe of what? Same idea, should be. It's brought down in the safe of Elo, the B'chaim Kinevsky Zatzal. My seat covers the shtender. Covers the shtender. Work. He says, I have all table, everything covered. It's right to cover everything. The shtender is also a table. And have the covered also, the covered Shabbos. Now, how many mappers to have on the table? So the Magavram brings down from the Yamshu Shleimo that the Anoga is to have two mappers, two tablecloths. And the reason is, and the Mepharshim explained, we're talking like Raz, or Chashuch, the Mishnah Berurah, that when you take off one tablecloth to shake off the Peruim, you have to have the table still be covered. Therefore, since without being covered Shabbos, or be the idea of Divrei Kabbalah, the table should always be covered over here. Therefore, the hunger is to have two. So even though when you remove one, the other one of mice is still there. The Pesach Shu is the new prince. It brings down technically the fact that we have one tablecloth and we have a plastic on top of it, and we roll up and throw in the garbage. He says that's Mekayim the end of one per acre, what our friend was saying over here. Because of Maisa, we always have one always there, and the other one we take off. That's the technical halacha. He says, again, that those will still be machmir to have two. The Maisa, technical halacha is what says to have one on top of it. So when you move one, the other one's there. So the plastic table, the people will love, Maisa is enough. Now, this is interesting, Shiloh, today that we have sometimes we have beautiful tables. So at any point, still having a map over here. So if Mr. Frank says, Maisa is a good or a good point. Still, many Chrysol is, and you see, even though people have beautiful tables, they cover them for Shabbos. They have a nice tablecloth, beautiful tablecloths, silk or nice, for Kovadik. But then another Chrysol is nice still to cover it. So, That's the second level of Shulchan Aruch. The third thing the Gemara says is Yitzir Hamitos, Mitosei Mutzas. So what does that mean? So the way how the Makarov means down, it means not the bed that he's sleeping in, and the bed that he's sat in by the pseudo. The bed he's sat in, the grass brings down that way. Meister Bach wants a Medayik. The words of the Gemara is Mitosei Mutzas Loshon Yochel. Shulchan Aruch switches the words around. It says Yitzir Hamitos. What's the Loshon Rabbim for? Says the Bach, you know why? Because you have two beds. You have beds that you sit on, and you have beds that you sleep upon. And therefore the Bach says what it means over here, it means both. One time with the Machzav Shechel, Tosha Shabbos, and others. And therefore the Mishmur says, number one, you should cover, you should have set up in the Sudar, the bed that you sit on. Also, Toivah, be the Bach, the bed that you sleep on, also be Masudah before when you come into Shabbos. That means, Bekitzer, when the Malachim come into your house with you, when you come home, basic Knesset, make sure the candles are lit, which is obvious. Make sure your house is masudar, having the table set, and make sure that your chair and your beds are nice and made. Then what will happen, the Malach Tov will give a bracha, and the Malach Rabbi will say Amen. Now, when the Malachim come inside the house, people have an hogger to say Shalom Aleichem. Should you say Shalom Aleichem? And there are different standards in Shalom Aleichem. So it's brought down the minhogay of the Chassam Sofer is not to go say it, based upon the Gemara Brachos. Gemara Bracha says it's chabdu mechubotim. We go to the Beis Akisei. People can only mechabit things they be markers they sense. If you don't sense malachim, how in the world are you saying shalom aleichem to malachim? The Chabad Nishmai says brought down he did not do it. However, they bring down Moshe Mecham Kinyevsky. The Lamai say he did, and many Klaisel Luchul say shalom aleichem. We have Chazal brought down Lalocha. The Malachim was scholars. Therefore, the circle safe whether we're markers or not markers. Although you should have that gosher for it. The Lamai say we say shalom aleichem. In shalom aleichem there are four standards. There's Shalom Aleichem, that we're greeting them. Boichim L'Shalom, we're telling them we come in peace. Ruchini L'Shalom, we're telling them Lochem to give us a bracha. And Seisim L'Shalom, we sound like we're sending them out. The Achronim get involved with the different stanzas over here. The third stanza, Ruchini L'Shalom, tell us to give us a bracha. Numas Achronim, come along, they point out, how in the world could we ask a Malach to give us a bracha? That means a Bina from Chaim that he said the first two stanzas, Ruchini. How can you say that? Don't ask Malachim, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vakish Makadosh Baruch Hu. Tefil Makadosh Baruch Hu. That's him, Yahya Yitzin Siddur already before and says his Taino. How in the world can say Baruch Huni? The Chur just, to me, Ashiv, is the Gemara over here specifically says this Malach is here to give us a Baruch Hu. So we're saying over here, Baruch Huni, give us a Baruch Hu, and hell, why we should house be Masudur, the kids didn't fight yet, and everything should be in order over here. And this level over here, it might say give us a Baruch Hu. Seems to be more than many that way.
What's wrong with asking
a Malach? Because we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu. We down to Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah,
I
go. We
ask a Malach or Rabba. Right here. Aura. Defending Mini Kaisel. Very good. The fourth stanza, it's Seichem. The Shai Tshuva on the page already brings down that there's a Chidon and Tesha Shabbos. They say a person should really be Meichik this Nusach from the saying Shalom Aleichem. How in the world, explains Achronim, the Bina Ram Chaim, why to Meichik it? What means Seischem? We're sending them out. How in the world do we throw out Malachim? What does it mean Seischem? Go in peace. That's a nice thing to go say. What's the Lashon over here? Meister Shari Tshuva disagrees. He calls his Achronim to the Lesser. What are we saying? We're saying, when you go in peace. That means you know when you're leaving. Maybe you're leaving right now. Maybe you're leaving later on. But when you go, Seischem L'Shalom, go in peace over here. That's one teretz. The second time they bring down from the Chametz Chaim, they want to tell you that Boichim L'Sholom is a Malchay Shabbos, and Seischem L'Sholom is a Malchay Chol, that means the Chol are leaving, the Shabbos ones are coming inside of us. A third time, I heard from Ruvi Nirenberg, it contains a similar idea of Shimshon Pinchas, that Be'etzem, the Maila and Klal Yisrael is something that we have over the Lochim, is that we can take something that's Gashmius, make it into Ruchnius. We can make a Yemei Chol into Shabbos Kodesh. We can take food and make a bracha. Give it as a carbon. Make birch samozen. We can take food and make koiches energy to learn Torah and do Torah mitzvahs. We can take a guf, do a besmilo. We can take a guf, go in Eretz Yisrael, mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Our mile over the Malachim is that we can take Gashmius and elevate into Ruchnius. We can sanctify the mundane. The Malachim come and gave us a bracha. Now what are we doing? We're having a Shabbos meal that's not there. They have no shaykhs to. It's the hour of Klal Yisrael. We took Yemei Chol to Shabbos. We took food and we were kind of making a Shabbos meal. Seischem, go. This is Klal Yisrael. This is us. This is who we are. Then you can give us a bracha. And this is our mila, this is our shaykh, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we bought him Lashem. I'm segula, I'm kadosh over here. This is our daga upon you and above you. And say, come, elchanami. Sif Aleph. Next, Sif Beis. We have a sugav here of Big Day Shabbos. And the cross bigger out sugav, we're holding it on Daf Kofi Gimel Amun Aleph. Apia Pasuk in Yishayo. It says over there in Perek Nun Ches, Im Toshiv Mi Shabbos Aglecha Asis Chavtecho. A person should stop doing his work for Shabbos B'yoyim Kotshi. Then we'll cross the Shabbos Oynig Liktos Hashem Al-Chubad. We'll call the Shabbos Oynig Liktos Hashem Al-Chubad. It says the Gemara, it says the Pasuk four things. L'chibadetoy Masis Durechecho Mimtzei Chavtecho V'da B'dover. If we do these four, Oz Ta'anig Al Hashem, then we have Oynig from Hashem. These are the words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Kosh L'Shab is eating by doing these four aspects over here. The Gemara says by us, what are these four aspects? V'chibadetoy is number one, that a malbush of Shabbos should not be the malbush of Chol. What's the second thing in Masad Rechechel, says the Gemara, the way we walk on Shabbos should not be the way we walk on the Chol, not jump, skip, and run. The third thing, Mimtzei Chetzecho, Chetzecho Asurim, Chetzecho Shemaim Mutarim. And the fourth thing is Da Bedover, the way you speak on Shabbos should not be the way you speak during the Chol. Four separate things that Yishaya Api Hashem is saying to go do. And then V'os Tanegel Hashem. Now, this week we'll focus on two of them. We'll focus on V'chibadetoy and Masad Rechecho. Another time we'll get back to the other two, Mimtzei Chetzecho and Da Bedover. First, this pasuk, Yishaya among the Rishonim Be'etzim, where in the world do Yeshaya have a right to mechadish a new concept over here of four things that us standing Hashem? Says Yireim twice in the Sefer Mitzvahs that Be'etzim Tzalocha Moshe Mesinai. V'asmuchu Akro. This din, this has strong in over here, but not Stam Divei Kabbalah. Be'etzim Tzalocha Moshe Mesinai. Some Sefer writes in the Sugya of Shabbat Afkum Fidalef and the Neshuvah. He says Avada Novi has no right to mechadish anything over here. And therefore, Vandu is the Makar, it's a Lacha Moshe Mesinai. Just Yeshaya is saying over here, this is where we're Mesinai from, but we know this from really from Kodesh Baruch Hu from Mesinai. Moshe has a true about Shabbos clocks. We'll get back to what is the Lacha and why that's so. But he also discusses where the Makar of this Indian, and they get to these four concepts. He says, Avado, the fact that in the Nevi'im, we do not see anywhere Mesakhan is in Yonim. We see no Takonim from the Nevi'im. Avado is a Din Deraisa. The Rambam calls it a Shavuos. Rambam says anything that's not before Shabbat Torah is called Nichol Geda V'Shavuos. Vada, these ideas, these four concepts, are Mamash Deraisa. Not the Konos Nevi'im, it's Mamash Deraisa. I got Matzad Hasheni, there's a Gilyon Rishas, Boston, the Sugya, brings down the Reim, on Kofi Gimel, he says. Says, I know Sarachim and Karma Kodmish does not sound that way. Sounds like Medivir Kabbalah, and not Din Deraisa. And Betzim, the first Mishnah Brura, in Hilfa Shabbos, in Reish Membeis, of Kotten Aleph, sounds not the way. He discusses where's the mitzvah of Oynik coming from. He declares, is it mitzad divrei Kabbalah? Or is nichol pasuk mikroi kodesh? That's the two options. Does not sound like it's din deraisa. It sounds like mamash divrei Kabbalah. So it sounds like it's machlekes, how stark and how chum this Indian is. Is it mamash yishaya divrei Kabbalah? Or is it mamash beforehand mitzad l'sugya v'locha moshe mesinai? The next year, we have these four lachs over here. The person has to mechab Shabbos with these four concepts. For us, Ta'anig El Hashem. To focus on clothing. First, the Makor we're coming from, again, is very clear. Apostle Yishaya, V'chibadetoy. We're talking very clearly, Mishibur, V'yitzav Kodnei, the Rambam, V'chibadetoy. There is better a second Makor in the Yishalmi, and brought down by us, Derech Agav, from the Gemon Kofi Gimel and Beis. The Gemon over there discusses that when Rus went to be have a shidduch with Boaz, so came along Naomi and told Naomi. Naomi told Rus, you should just know Rachatsta, Zachachta, Vesamta, Simlasecha. And go meet Boaz, go wash yourself. Before you go on a date, take a shower. Before you go on a date, anoint yourself and put on clothing. So it says, Yishami, Cheruma Haisa. She was Orim. Tell Rus to go put on clothing. And Lamai tells her to put on a special clothing. She has Big Day Shabbos to go put on for a Shidduch. Says Yishalmi, you see over here, there's a concept of Big Day Shabbos. And this is clothing that are mechubah to mechabah the person. So first we have an Indian of having Big Day Shabbos, the reason is Atz Kovid, and two Makoros Atz Kovid, one either from Divrei Kabbalah, Lachol Moshe Misino, Yavishayo, or we see a right in the case of Ruos, that she had begun for Shabbos, and told to go where? By Shidduch Mitzvah Sugya of Kovid. Two Makoros.
I didn't know it was for Shabbos. They always have special clothing for special occasions.
That's the words of the Yishalmi. It's a good question, but that's the Yishalmi says. What about us by Bavli? Just Derech Agav is not the main point by us. If you want the on the Kuvi Gimel on the base of High going on the Rav Nisi going on the Baras, the Sugya brings down the Yishalmi. There is a second makar or reason why a person should wear Big Day Shabbos. There's a Rishon Sefer Menhagos brought down by Orchas Chaim and the Kolboy to other Rishonim. And he says, when the people wear Big Day Shabbos, they remember Shabbos. If you don't wear Big Day Shabbos, you'll forget to lead to Chil Shabbos. He says, that was the chait of the Mekoshish, that the Maisi was not wearing Big Day Shabbos, and therefore he began with Shabbos, he led to Tzitzis, and therefore he said the Parsha of Mekoshish was next to the Parsha of Tzitzis, because he's missing the symbol, the sign of Shabbos. Therefore you have to wear Big Day Shabbos, not to forget Shabbos, not to lead to the case of Chil Shabbos. But what about Halacha by the Ramon, Simchat Shnalach, and Simchat Zayin, says Ramon, Leiter Adam Shabbos, Kemoshu Yitzer Bechol, Bilti Dov Acher, She Yiskersh Al Yodashu Shabbos Loidei Chaloloi. There are more being down, and not the reason why to have Big Day Shabbos, to remember Shabbos, not Lita Chilol Shabbos, based upon the Zushonim, based upon the case of Mekoshish. And Sifta Zayin. The Esther of Chaim Gnievsky, Zantzal Lomaiso, why we have two from Mekoshish for, one that's covered, one with the Sugya of not to forget Shabbos. So Chaim says the reason why you have to have the second Makor of the Amor is even by quite even for one moment, always make sure you have Big Day Shabbos. Constantly have Big Day Shabbos. Why else you lead to Chilul Shabbos? If so, why need a positive Chibadatai for? So you really start clarifying what they saw for Chibadatai, the definition is, if Chibadatai have a clothing miyuchud for Shabbos, or if Chibadatai is clothing that are nicer and better for Shabbos. What's the title of Chibadatai? So the lashon of the mechaber from the Torah is betzim begodim noim l'shabbos. They should be nicer for Shabbos. And betzim rivon piskuriyas the other rishonim rabban they say the lashon of mechubed yoser tovim mina rishonim. The pesuk can bring down all that lashon should be nicer for Shabbos. That means the chub we have two different makaris for begodim yuchud for Shabbos. One mitzvah not to do the chilul Shabbos be different. The second sugya should be nicer for Shabbos. Move mechubab from Shabbos. They did this with Chaim, with Makar, Mechubad, nice, they said, Pisvara, Avada, cover me something that's nice for Shabbos. Now, what defines begodim that people wear should be nice for Shabbos? That means we have different choices. Does it mean one beged? Does it mean beged al yoinim? What begodim are referring to miyuchud for Shabbos? So you can't start clearing. If the idea is mitzvah v'chibad toy to mechabed Shabbos, who means anything that people see, any begodim el yoinim, that's nichol negeder, external clothing, of honoring a person, that's mechabed Shabbos. Nivu the Chodoshani says the definition of chibadatai is anything that people see, external clothing. Atzad Hasheni, the Nishma Shabbos says, Alpi the Nezi Yisrael, what's the title? Well, if the Makor is be'ikav mestimen shin aleph, she remembers Shabbos, not forget the chilul Shabbos, be'ik is enough one. And I mean once even enough mitzvah to get covered Shabbos. And if you want to know one bag of the mice enough, not mean need all external clothing, it means even one bag of nichol together v'chibadatoi, and not to lead to the case of chilul Shabbos. A shiloh. Mice, let's go with malach v'ikka of the Chodeshani. I think it's more of a yashus malach. Anything that people see externally is nichol together of v'chibadatoi. There's a second in over here, Kamal Mishmuot to Kodnei, and he sends you to the Arizal. Now, the Arizal inside seems to be a little bit different than what Avram Mishmu bring down. The way the Rizal inside has brought down the Pietz Chaim or Shai Kavonis, he seems to have a double lashon. He seems to say the idea that a person should not wear on Shabbos what he wore during the week, and should not wear during the week what he wore on Shabbos. Two separate aspects. That means whatever you wore during the week, come Shabbos, don't wear that. And when you wear on Shabbos, don't wear that after Shabbos during the week. Two separate things. Now they do point out the Magen Avraham brought down one way and Mishmur brought down another way. Mishmur's Makari, he writes, is the Magen Avraham. That means the Magen Avraham says do not wear during the week what you wore on Shabbos. Don't wear on Sunday what you wore the day beforehand. Mishmur says, forget, don't wear on Shabbos what you wore during the week. Mais interesting, one put, took one lashon, one to another lashon. The kain was tainu, tainu hach, and that medaktek means basically the same. You say to be, look up the Arizal, betzim is two things. Don't wear during the week what you want Shabbos, and don't wear on Shabbos what you wear during the week. Tainu hach, the same thing. That means it comes out. L'chor, we have one idea of a chibadatoy. L'chor, chibadatoy, zishaya, alach, moshe, b'sinai, divi kabbalah, something external. Then the second thing is toiv, so a person should not wear anything during the week they want Shabbos, and vice versa. What's the gedder of toiv, a person should not wear during the week they want Shabbos, and vice versa? Says the Lashon Legoin, and my Sarav, mikaf regal v'ad reishai. What clothing? From your feet until your head, all your clothing. Betzim and Tziyayv, it's before, and the Shlosh said the same thing, all clothing. That means there are two separate halachas over here. There's one din v'chibadatoy, there's one din v'toyiv, hanoga toyiva. There's one din v'chibadatoy, that's a din halacha moshe b'sinai that a person has to go do. A second thing, the words of Meshvur Magabon, Pidarizal, the toyiv, the correct hanoga is to not wear anything they wore on Shabbos during the week and vice versa. Two separate yonim, v'chibadatoy, a second din of v'toyiv hanoga toyiva. Now, just to explain that and go through numerous cases and make them into categories and groups, what does that mean practically? Take the first category. Number one, go to Melioinim. You have external things that people see over here. So the first thing is a suit. She have one Yuchat v'Shabbos. Pashas is, Chodoshani writes, that's v'chibadatoy. That should be the classic example. She have a suit that's Yuchat v'Shabbos, v'chibadatoy. What about a chulsa, a shirt? It's come on the Chodoshani, wants a taino, Lisa Menebrak. That's not derech for a person to have a shirt to honor him. People don't have nicer ones. Maybe you have to wash it and make sure it's clean. As mikra kodesh over here. But mitzvah the sugya v'chibadatoy, not nichel get a v'chibadatoy. Chul yish lefakfek. And we really understand what society coming from. By us, I think most of us have cuffling shirts for Shabbos, or we cover the buttons with the shirt over on Shabbos, or we have different designs of Shabbos and nicer shirts on Shabbos. So for those people who do that, the din of Divrei Kabbalah, Yishai over here. If you're in a society that you wear the same shirt and get dirty all the time, just wash for Shabbos, the only nichol in the anhaga toivo of a toivo, the Arizal. That means to have a shirt for Shabbos to change, avad Yeshua, the question is, under what category are you under? Are you under the chibatoy of Yishaya, or are you nichol negedah of the toivo, the anhaga of the Arizal, anhaga toivo? But you should have had to change your shirt. A similar idea can discuss the gate to changing your pants. The Israeli is a Rishon, a Tanur, a boss who brings down that you change your pants to cover Shabbos. Numerous Achronim bring it down, the Graz and others, Nezi Yisrael. The question is, under what category are you putting it under? Some, the Chodesh Hashanah puts it under the Chibadatoy. But so in the case of a society, a maksa person has a nice pair of pants that are different from the Shabbos during the week. Look up the Graz and Nezi Chesel Alofim, they put it under the Anhoga Toivo. Sounds like in those days, pants got dirty very quickly, very constantly. Therefore, they'd wash it, but they wouldn't honor themselves by having special pants for Shabbos, and therefore, it wasn't a beggar that was mechabed a person, and therefore, it's under the sugya of hagat toivo. So again, the chor, it sounds like under what category a body should have pants for Shabbos? Is it under the chibadatoy or under the sugya of hagat toivo?
Regarding the suit, let's use something as worth a wedding. Is it considered?
We'll get to that. That's a very good question. Get to a belt. Also, the Graz, the Kitzur Shlo says you should have one Yuchad v'Shabbos. L'chos nichol l'sugam v'hagah ketoyva. Mekaf ragloi adrei shayi. Negate to having a tie that's different if you wear a tie during the week. Let's see, very chashuv a doctor, you wear a tie during the week. For Shabbos, the body should change it. Why nichol get a v'chibad a tie over here? One is you should again, even though they're both nice, you can have a nicer one. They're nicer ties. Nicer one. I mean, again, we have the first category. Is something external people see over here that people wear for honor? A tie is beside the sugya of honor, a sugya of honor. Those things shall l'maisem yuchud v'shabbos as a sugya of chibadatoy. Or l'cholov and the only lichol the sugya of the nogah toy v'le
v'isal. Talking
about yichud or just switch it? No, step by step, maybe. The second category. What about the undergarments? Lichol. Does a person have to have that beside the sugya of having something special for Shabbos? The pashas, you understand, it's not nichol negedah v'chibadatoy. The svar chitzayno. Hagam, there's a shulter, the first shulter, Rav Achoy Goyin, shulter Aleph. He writes over there, a person yikor b'levushoy, v'kusah ma'aliyo. A person should mechab himself with Shabbos, with his levush, and kusah ma'aliyo, as external garments. What's levush, or what's a ksos? Says the shulter, says the tziv, the Eimer Kashela. He says, Iksus Ma'aliyah is external. He said, Lavush is Mesil Bushtai, to remove your, cover up your busha, cover up your things that are underneath you. And Lavush is your undergarments. He says, Lavush, Nichle Gedev Chibadatai, he says, the Gemara says, Chibadatai, Shlema Bushcha Shloi, like Malbush. The Gemara's possible, Lush and the Gemara's Malbush. Shava Malbush, Nichle Gedev Chibadatai, the cover Shabbos.
So in Miyuchat, or just clean?
V'chibadatai. What it means v'chibadatai? V'chibadatai l'kav v'chidush awesome from the tziv. That the idea of v'chibadatai is not like the chodesh anu numas paiskim stand externally. It means even internally should have something v'chibadatai. That is what it means by Devar Kabbalah. Something miyuchad for Shabbos, nicer, better for l'kav Shabbos. Any of your undergarments. Maisa, whether it's that l'chol apachas the paiskim say pashes is nichol to get a toiv. Then hogo toivo. How do you know undergarments nichol to get a toiv? Now, first of all, the lashon of the shloah, the yavis, the goyin is mekaf ragla adroishai. Void, come along with Shimon. He says over the lashon of toiv, he quotes over the Arizal. Toiv shal yilbosh b'shabbos kol mash lovish b'chol afilu cholok. What's a cholok? You have a cholok miyuchad for Shabbos. So look up the English Mishnah Berurah. So the cholok is an undershirt. You have to have an undershirt miyuchad for Shabbos before the Mishnah Berurah. Don't not sound like nichol together of chibadatoy, nichol together of an hogatoyva to change everything in covered Shabbos. And numerous places came this idea of a filo chaluk. If Batsim you saw the Magavram brings it down, the grass brings it down, the place can nicely bring it down. But Batsim lechura a chlor right this, the locha during the 9 days, simtof kuf nun aleph, coming with the locha and sif aleph says a person that comes to 9 days you cannot wear your big day Shabbos during the 9 days. Says Ramah, even on Shabbos, not to wear the big day Shabbos. Now, Aaron Hog is not the way we wear big day Shabbos during the 9 days. Up here, the Goin. But the Ramah says over there, you should not wear even a big day Shabbos on Shabbos. Ein machlifel nilvos big day Shabbos, ki imaksinus levad. But you can switch the cover for Shabbos, your kasinus. What's your kasinus? Says the Mishnah over there, it's your big day Zayah, Meya Zayah, your wing kasinus, an undershirt. That you last switch for Shabbos, that's your begotten that's miyuchad for Shabbos. Pashas before Shema, that this Mishmur says means a big day Zayah, Besim over there, it's the Magavra, Mashal, Radvaz. They have begotten miyuchad for Shabbos, big day Zayah, don't switch anything else, except you understand that's miyuchad for Shabbos, you have a right to go switch.
Is that where the Chabta as in then miyuchad, or because you've been wearing the Sinusher for 6 days, and it's not covered Shabbos to walk around with the
Sinusher? Saying you have begotten for Shabbos, it could be that's the reason why they let you do it. But the words are, it could be that's the lumdus why. But the words are, do not switch your big day Shabbos. The only big day Shabbos you can switch is your kesinus. Says the Mishmur, that's big day Zayah. That's your undergarment. That's your undershirt over here. Now, the Maisa, just to be fair, the word kesinus, not that simple what it means. The kesinus, by kesinus pasim, says Rashi in Chumash, he says it's cholok. Rashi says cholok. Now the ilum lis the ilum cheda means something external the person wears. It sounds like Rashi means something internal people do not see. Maisi, if you're doing dershu or chaim and simon beis, it says over there lo yilbash chalukam yushib. Do not put on your undershirt sitting up because it's not nice. But it's not a sugya of tznius. So the word of chaluk it means over there clearly a case of an undershirt. Agam the darkim moishin and simon tovkuf nun aleph seems to call a chaluk case of an ill something more external. But the locha again in simon shen beis mishmur brings down a case of a chaluk. He writes clearly the malbush tachtoin. That means numerous times the place can be ikka seem to understand a cholok is an undergarment. Oid Mishmur Sim Tov Kuf Nun Aleph says big day Zayah can switch for covered Shabbos. So two things: it's your undershirt and prisma kais socks. So we see two things over there. When you have things miyuchad for Shabbos, you should have not just regular socks you wear during the week. You should have your argon or whatever socks you have for covered Shabbos. But you should have things that are miyuchad for Shabbos, and you should have an undershirt special for Shabbos. I have undergarments that I'm used for Shabbos. I try to get nicer ones, and the special company I use for Shabbos, and I use special sacks for Shabbos. Why is Nichol get a toiv? I'll get a toiv over here. Before the Mishnah Berurah, I feel a chol case of an undershirt. You can shrug your shoulders all that you want. I know the Ilum does not seem to do that. But the Maisa, it's brought down, I feel a cholok. It's clear in the Mishnah Berurah. That's the correct and I'll go what to go do. So even isn't. Not even isn't, rather not. Lack of knowledge surely won't, but the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, and the Chumah forced that way anymore. And again, the Mishmur is coming from the Arizal, brought on Magavram. I feel a cholok for any undergarment. You want to make it worse? The Tziv says, V'chibadatoy is nichol under. He said, V'chibadatoy is all undergarments. We won't go like the Tzev. We'll go like the Mishavua. Different together. Another time.
Didn't we start off your year to the Chibadatoi with one?
That's why I said that. Two inyanim over here. There's different together of the Chibadatoi and the Zanogatoi. Two separate inyanim. Chibadatoi is things external. Maybe one, maybe media suit. The things external. Things internal. The Tzev wants to say that's also Chibadatoi. Pasha Paiskim, Nichol the Sugim of Anogatoi.
So according to the
Tzev,
if one guy goes with one undershirt, he's good.
I don't know what it says. I'm saying that Hogan with a board. What it says on the page over here, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, our undergarments are filo chol. That's the correct Hanaga Toiva. The going of Maisirav, the Shlo, the Yaiv, the Mikaf, Rakla, and Roshay. Take us. Yeah, anyone who follows the Mishnah Berurah? Anyone's a Mishnah Berurah, you does it. But Moshe Shapiro, the other one, certainly does it. I'm not sure. Right? That's what you do. You follow the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, you see that. You follow Mishmur, that's what you do. So we went through two categories. We discussed the outer garments and the inner garments. Let's take a third category. Things that you sleep with. Things that you sleep with. So, for example, let's say you have a shluf keppel. Do you have to own miyuchas v'shabbos? So Chesel Alofim, brought down the Kavach Chaim, says, that's the correct Hanoga Torah. They have a special shluf keppel that if you go sleep with, miyuchas v'shabbos. What about pajamas? They have some Chaim Kanievsky. Maisi says, Toiv, last is king. Why? The words of Mishnah Berurah are Toiv. That the Chanami Shav, those if you can, and Yuchud HaShabbos. What? It's not something you mechab yourself with in these nice pajamas. I'm going to wear silk pajamas. I don't think anyone mechab himself with pajamas. It's not to beg it to externally just show to people.
I don't think. The
Tziv is a good point. Again, I'm trying to stick with what it says. I mentioned the Tziv and I put it to the side. Anything you want to sleep with sounds like Shabbat Yuchat Shabbos. Take a fourth category. What about Big Day Mitzvah? Also have Yuchat Shabbos. For example, your hat. Have Yuchat Shabbos. So we should Tanu Rabbasa brings down. And they say that Yoim, the Kitzar Shloah, and the Goyin, and the Nezah Yisrael, or Chashokha bring down Yuchat Shabbos. But that's definitely get a Chibadatoi. It's external. People see it over here. It's a Dinah Devi Yishayo, Devi Kabbalah over here. Up here, Hashem.
You get paid back for Shabbos building?
Yes. Now, a second thing, let's discuss. What about a yarmulke of Yuchat
v'Shabbos?
It should be nicer, right? We discussed before that we begodim no on the Shabbos. Words on the Mechaber. Nice one. Posh, I'll be sorry. What about having a yarmulke of Yuchat v'Shabbos? They bring down the Chaznish of Chaim. My son had a yarmulke of Yuchat v'Shabbos. A yarmulke, kippah, skullcap. Any language you want. All three are covered. Right, might say you have to have Yuchat v'Shabbos. What about Talus? Talus, you're weird. You have to have Yuchat v'Shabbos. Oh, right. Very good. Mishnah Berurah says, based upon the Rishonim, the Orchid Chaim is down already, and it says that Talus, a person who wears Chor for davening, from Yuchat v'Shabbos, the Chor Nichol get him on Hoga Toiv, not Chibad Toiv. Right, it's put on the category of the Toiv. The correct on Hoga, even Big Day Mitzvah, from Yuchat v'Shabbos. What about Moshe over here is asking, what about for a talus cotton? The big nam, the chaznis, and the bliash, and the chodeshani, and chaim, they all had also miyuchat v'Shabbos. Why? Everything. Mitzalus to Gilchor of Anhogat Oivo.
What would be considered a nicer Shabbos?
Well, usually the ones you wear on Shabbos are cleaner than the ones you wear during the week. But whatever you can. But it sounds like, again, there are two things over here. If you can't, both are very nice, you still have miyuchad for Shabbos. There's one in of being nicer and one being miyuchad. A lot of Shabbos miyuchad. Also, certainly. No. Even the Mishmur, but they can taste the talis by davening, put on the toiv. Meshulay, toiv shila gam talis l'achar Shabbos. Don't say mechabat toiv. You call them on the category of toiv.
I guess it's always nicer because they're cleaner
because
they're
used to the song. Yeah, that could be also. They bring down the stipler on the Chaim. They had a gartel, Yuchat v'Shabbos. The stipler had a special. It was wider on Shabbos than during the week. Everyone knows who wears a gartel. I wear one because, like Mishmur says, and if I wear a narrow one during the week, and on Shabbos, you wear a wider one. What?
It's just a mitzvah.
Yeah.
And he says it's only a toy, but it's good outside. It's a regular venue.
I hear the Ulai. Negate your wife having a shetel miyuchad v'Shabbos. Hashes, that's for chibadatoy. Right? That's something that women honor themselves, how they look, and make sure they're dignified. They don't come to beautify themselves, come to be dignified, maybe in the oven. And therefore, it's that dignified, the chibadatoy, over here, Valentine should have one miyuchad v'Shabbos.
It's an item of
Yes. Now, an interesting shaila I saw they declared last year, when a person wears a mask, you have to have one miyuchav Shabbos. The Sefer Sukkos Chaim discusses it, says, what is the hetif of you wearing it outside in Rosh Hashanah? Could nichal get him a malbush? So all your malbushes, you have to have miyuchav Shabbos. So he declares, is it nichal v'chivatoi? You have two options. Under what category you put it under? He says, if you can, you should have a mask that's miyuchad for Shabbos, if it's nicer or cleaner or better for Shabbos. Atzan hogatoyva. It's not coming to dignify oneself. Right? It still doesn't dignify oneself. Another category.
To use a new mask.
That is something. As Bikur Kodesh, maybe. As being cleaner. Bikur Kodesh, not as Bikhibatai. Bikur Kodesh. Another category is, what about things you wear inside the weather outside? That means a coat, a raincoat. So the Chodeshani discusses it, says, why does a person wear a coat for? He says, not, it doesn't honor a person, no one really cares how it is. People don't usually wash it. So why is you don't have anyone, Yuchel V'Shabbos? But I think it really depends upon societies. That means it could be a very Nebrak. They don't usually wear, and if do, it's not coming to mechaber them. Most of us, I think, we are very medactic, a makbid, exactly how our coat looks over here. It seems to give us honor and respect, or puts in a certain kvutza in society over here. And therefore, the Issam, Chaim Kanievsky, and Rav Nevenzel, and others say, Rav Elsk says, certainly, it's nichol to get him on hoka toivo, it's not claim maybe chibad toivo, but it's nichol to get him on hoka toivo, how a person should make sure they have a nice coat, also Yichud B'Shabbos. And the newest people seem to have a cult, Yichud B'Shabbos. Sending the gate to a raincoat over here.
Shana
coat
should be wearing Shabbos.
If you need for
rain.
If it's a hog or toiv, it's toiv. If you have an option, you should get a
Yichud
B'Shabbos.
You're wearing Shana coat, you don't care.
Okay. The gate to the sweater. The Chodeshani said depends why you're wearing a sweater for. Some people wear a sweater because it looks to a certain style that he says, B'Chibad toy, Echnami. Others are wearing it inside. This is cold, and you have to wear something. That's not to honor themselves. Then nichol sugim and hokatoyva. It depends on why you're wearing a sweater for it. Each one onto his own. The Chodeshani says a scarf. No, that divide is only nichol geder. That person doesn't have to wear on Shabbos. Not chibadatoy. They bring down the chamsoif. You wear gloves. Miuchud for Shabbos. Again, it depends on society where you live in. Why you wear gloves for?
Those things
come to a question. That's what I said. Depends on society. We agree with each other. Another category. Is let's say you wear clothing and not mitzad being a malbush. The numerous cases. One of the will of Izeski in the case of glasses. Seems to be negative. Do you have one miuchav Shabbos? No.
Not yet.
So my sister is forming down the halacha of being miuchav Shabbos is a malbush. Am Yashba is a tshuva about others being down, it's a malbush. Glasses, he wants to tie the Am Yashba and tshuva, it's a kli ezel enayim. It's not a malbush, it's to help you see. Again, when Issam Chaim Kanievsky says, if you have, it's a nicer thing to go to. It's only the concepts over here. Inside the Indian Shiboy of Lchura of the Chibatai Soli is not there. Inside the Sugya of Hanukkah Toiva of Lchura is not there. Again, it's the right thing to go do if you can. This of the Yashbo, do women have to have jewelry, Miuchad V'Shabbos? Costs even more money over here. Julie Miuchav Shabbos. He says, no, that's not a malbush. That's not something that has clothing over here. It's something not nichol in that category. It's not nichol in this alok over here. What's discussing things that are not a malbush, one of the main challenges among the Achoinim is how far to take this concept. Basically, what are shoes? Shoes are malbush, lavush, then not lavush. So they point out the Mefurshi Yishalmi in Shabbos Paragvav. The Shalmi over there writes, Lav orchid varnash, it's not normal for a person to have trei sandalim, two sandalim, chal lechol, chal shavuto. It's not normal for a person to have two sandals, one for a week or one for a Shabbos. Now the question, how do you read the words I just said over? It says if Nei Moshe, read it like this, Lav orchid? You don't have a shoes miuchad for a Shabbos and a chol? Bitmiyo, avad everyone has it. It says it comes eight on the side, you read it? Lav orchid to have. So the question is, how do you read something when there's no question mark in the Yishami? This is the question mark. And if it's clear in the Yishami, a vadi, you have to. But for Kert, it's Nechusa, it's telling you, Lav Orchei, people don't have it that way.
Even if you say Lav Orchei, that doesn't mean it's saying it's not a Hagatayva. It's not a Tayva. You're saying it just wasn't done.
Okay, that means they didn't do that Hagatayva. If no, so before they were doing overtime. It means no one did it that way. Before it's not nichel v'chibad toy, not nichel gera of idan hoga toy. Why did no one do it for? But there's a question before Shalmi had to read it. Since the Ben Ishchaya, bring your raya, you read it in the chusa. Then the meisty people don't have it. We make a bracha this morning. We said a bracha of malbush shumim. Then we said a bracha she'osli called sarki. One to be shoes and one to be clothing. So the Ben Ishchaya we see clearly that your shoes and your clothing are two separate and things over here. The Rambam Shavu also wants tiny this way. Two separate concepts over here. The Maisa is Yisrael, you have to have shoes of Yuchud v'Shabbos. Best of it's an Oshelo. There's an Orchis Chaim where the Rishon says, a Vada we have. The Shlo brings it down this way. The Moshe, the Nishami. And the Kavach Chaim says, L'chol Apoch is Nichol Negeder of a Toiv. Not only a Toiv, but a Kav Fragler, but a Adro Yishrei. The Yivad Chaznish himself had shoes of Yuchud v'Shabbos. The Stifle had shoes of Yuchud v'Shabbos. The Tengurov had shoes of Yuchud. The Chaim of Nemetal others. Atzen Hasheni, the Kobnayim says that's not how you read the Shalmi. The Ben Ishchai says he disagrees. The Pachad Yitzchok has a shtickle about this. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman himself did not have shoes miyuchad for Shabbos. Rabbi Yashiv himself did not have shoes miyuchad for Shabbos. But Yosef says a vadi you don't have to have, a fox you don't have to have. Among the swarms, to be machlok your shuttle, under what category is shoes? Are shoes a malbush or not a malbush?
So it's better to go use that money instead of buying shoes, buy undergarments?
You should, if you need, we'll discuss it after the word with your help.
So we get a factory company. If
you have a fancy
company, you don't need to wear Chubbs.
If you have a fancy
company, shoes.
You have two shoes. If I have a fancy one on Chubbs, you have a choice. That's bullshit. But do you have, is there a din to have one Yuchud v'Shabbos? Mice, it seems that Mahal is a shuttle among the Svarim. Makoris became the Khan. The Americans surely seem to have two pairs. The Israelis, it depends what society you're coming from. Some do, some don't know bear. The Svarim all do say, the Mice, even if you do not have shoes from Yuchud v'Shabbos, but certainly you should make sure the Makor Kodesh, they should be clean and polish them or clean them with Kavod Shabbos. That means whether you have or not, the Maisa, they should be clean with Yuchud for Shabbos. Now, the Yashba takes it how far. Once a person has to have shoes for Shabbos, people have slippers in the house also. It's a Malbush for Shabbos. Women have slippers, make sure they have one for Shabbos, once during the week. The thing that people wear over here, the Kavod Shabbos. What? Not to forget. You said any baggage. It's one baggage. Simon Shinalov. They're discussing, and not to forget, a Chol Shabbos, also, you have to have. Here's a toy and hoga. The Maisa, the Chor, a Raya, which we have to, well, maybe we can answer the Raya. We learned the Sugya and Kosher. Over there, there was a Taz, a Bach, the Bing Down, a Seva Chumo Meshem Nari, the Talmidei Chachamim. What would they do? They would wear the Shabbos shoes and Shabbos morning, they would tie them. And then they would wear them all week, put their heads down in the shtender. And then Friday night, they would untie them. That means they wore it Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And we have a Magen Avraham that says the person should not wear during the week, but they wear on Shabbos, the big day Shabbos. So is this a raya that there's no din of having shoes, miyuchad from Shabbos, from the Taz and Bach? We'll get back to it and say it's not a raya. But something to analyze who is a Shane Raya, and then we'll get back to answer it. Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel starts with the Sugya Lekor Shabbos Malchus Lechadoidi. But goes on to Ramon being down the Sugya again on Big Day Shabbos. Well, we discussed the Sugya, when to take off the Big Day Shabbos and when to put on the Big Day Shabbos. Two Inyonim negate this man of Big Day Shabbos, when to put on and when to take them off. So first, Ramon says, and Hoga with the Shiv Bacham seem to go do, that Miyad, after you take a shower, you should put on your Big Day Shabbos. Therefore, you should put on your big day. You should take the shower as close as Shabbos as possible. And what's saying? Take the shower as late as possible, because at that moment they can put on your big day Shabbos. Nichol neged of kavod Shabbos. Let me see people running in and taking a shower at the last moment, put on the big day Shabbos. It's Ramah. Not stop people are lazy and doing oisik and other things over here. The Mos says the last moment. Why the Mos saying for? Not means how the shower Shabbos. It's how then you put on your big day Shabbos. That says the grass, that's Nikkas Lekavod Shabbos. That means one reason to put on Big Day Shabbos, some of the Shabbos, is on the Sugya of Kavod Shabbos. We have a second reason, El Yavo, Marta Moshe, says also take a shower close as possible to Shabbos. Why? Because the no of the shower should feel on Shabbos. Come in the shower, the Geshmakite, you feel right afterwards. That's to be also on Shabbos, says El Yavo, the Marta Moshe. A third says the Goyin wisdom of Kor. The person should take a shower and cover Shabbos. He says, we have from Ross, for a chasta. l'schachta v'samto. Put on clothing, v'chasta, put on, take a shower. That's the v'kovin salochal v'yerv. Now, Mishmur is very clear that again, people try to take it as late as possible, avada not lita chil Shabbos. Any chashash chil Shabbos take a shower earlier. It's aleph. Beis is aloch and simen rei samuch. The aloch is you have to take a shower with hot water. There are certain countries that seem to be an issue, whether the countries are American, the mountains, or whether it's Yerushalayim, depends how big your boiler is, how many people in the house are taking showers over here. If you run late and you do not have hot water, says the Mishmur, what's the aloch of poishim? Is poishim enough? Lukewarm water. Says it be aloch of tzarachim. Cold water, says the Mishmur, you're not in the kind of the mitzvah of taking a shower to cover Shabbos. Therefore, mitzvah, these two reasons, al tchil Shabbos, and make sure you have hot water, make sure you do it early enough to have hot water, not lead to chashash tchil Shabbos. Hagam, you want to become there more and take a shower as close as possible towards Shabbos. Now,
even in the summer.
Don't take a cold shower. You have to take a hot shower to cover Shabbos. Because one as far as it clean takes off the dirt better. It takes off the zayah better. Some people like doing it. I read something tomorrow on Shabbos that says, after taking a hot shower, then put in the cold water to make it tzir fakli, to make it better for your body. A lot of people do make it cold the last moment. Either the next thing is shmakai, someone do mitzvah chazal, but there are like you can do it. You have no problem taking it. Last moment, put it in cold water.
Rambam.
On the Hilchos Deos, Perek Daled. I heard. Also, it's Rambam. Now, when can a person, you can put on the clothing as close as possible to Shabbos. From when can you start putting on your clothing? So the Nishmah Shabbos says you put on from plag and onwards, but not before plag. My newest postman does not seem to go this way. The Hog is, once the Lechoy take a shower, you have a right to put on your big day Shabbos. Now, the Nishmah Shabbos is very clear. Let's say you take a shower in the mikvah, and go to the mikvah, come out, and put on a big day Shabbos, and afterwards you're sweating in the mikvah, or after you do sponges still, avada, don't put on your big day Shabbos after taking a shower if you end up creating sweat. Avada, the whole point of putting on big day Shabbos if you're ready for Shabbos. You just sweat afterwards, whether because you're in the mikvah and sweaty over there, or whether because you can go home and still help out, avada, then don't put on your big day Shabbos. Put on your big day Shabbos when it's ready to be, you have menuchas nefesh, yishev adas, and you're not going to do anything to create sweat, then put on big day Shabbos. Again, we took your shower a little bit earlier. Now, the Pesachim again are saying that lav dafka from plag, even before you come on Big Day Shabbos, one of the main challenges in this course is when it comes out during the 9 days, the locha during the 9 days, you can't wear your Big Day Shabbos. If so, when can you put on your Big Day Shabbos that Aaron Hogan is like the going to wear for Shabbos? I mean, when can you put on? You now wear Big Day Shabbos during the 9 days. So, the Shemir Shabbos, I've never told what time of dafka summer for Shabbos. The Chodeshanim Shabb Liski says only from Mincha Ketano. Mice, they bring down from the stifler, and of Shlom Zalman, and of Yashiv, and of Vozer. You come along with Taino. No, what's the Chatzis in other words? That's where you stomach the Shabbos. Therefore, a person in the Mice can't put on his big day Shabbos, even on Shabbos Chazoin, Nichol Gedev Kovod Shabbos from Chatzis in onwards. Shmuel Kamesky says, even from the morning in onwards, that's Nichol Gedev Kovod Shabbos. That means the God we have our Moch that says as close as possible to Shabbos, Avada the Kovod Shabbos you need to do earlier, you could do it earlier from Chatzis even before Chatzis. What's his man to take off your clothing? So the Gudo and the Rav Yo before and says a person wears the Big Day Shabbos until Ad Motzei Shabbos, the whole entire Shabbos until Motzei Shabbos. What does that mean? Says the Magen Avraham when he quotes the Gudo when it says Ad Motzei Shabbos, he says until after Abdullah. El Rabba the Chayodom the Graz Mishmura Chashulchan until after Abdullah. And the question is, how do you understand the Mishmura of these Achronim? Do you mean you have a right to keep it on after Abdullah as long as you want, but at least you have to keep it on until after Abdullah? But no, keep on until after Abdullah, then you have to take it off. Is it at least till then, but as long as you want? But no, it's until then, and then take it off. Maisel Chodeshani, the way it's brought down from him, that means until then, afterwards, keep it on. Atal Sheni, the stifler is brought down, he says, we have a Magen Avraham that quotes the Rizal that says, don't wear your Big Day Shabbos to your Meichol. And therefore, after Abdullah, take off your Big Day Shabbos. Do not wear it. Because my colleague is, what is the Mishmur telling you? Telling you at least to land, but longer? Or take it off? So first, to focus this on one Malach, the way how Chadish and the Stifler and Chaim, they went. What exactly did they himself personally wear the Big Day Shabbos for? So it's brought down Orchaz Abbeinu, Chelik Aleph, Amkuv Zayin. the stipler heard that there were Hasidim that would wear the Big Day Shabbos Bar Milava Malka. They wear the strimel, the Big Day Shabbos. He says that's against the Mogen Avraham. How can they go do that? Mogen Avraham says you cannot wear a Big Day Shabbos Yimeichol. He's very upset with them. The stipler himself took it off right away. A second Orchid Rabbeinu Chelikimel Amot Tav Zayin says is Hikvim Mo'id, take it off Miyad Acha Shabbos. A third Orchid Rabbeinu Amot Lavin Chelikimel says also took it off after Shabbos. Being down that way from the Chaz Nishan, same as the Chol David, being down a fifth place and same as Shabbos Yisrael, the Meister stipend the Chaz Nishan took off the Begonim Miyad after Avdolah. Derech Sichel and the Chelik Aleph is brought down over there, and the Chaz Nishan and the stipler, what would they do? They would eat Lav Malka and then take off the Big Day Shabbos. You got a problem. So the Bechabur, we wrote to Chaim Kanievsky and we asked him, what's going on over here? This Sefer says, very makbid miyad. Yet in Derech Sichel, you told the Gabbai, and what you did, you would eat Lav Malka and take them off. He said, it really depends. If you ate Lav Malka miyad, Zahemchuk of a Shabbos, Tushu Shabbos, to score the Malav Malko, Echnami at that moment you win the Big Day Shabbos. But if you eat it later on, you have a heftik, you eat it in the Yonah Echol, you have a heftik in between. Then, don't wear a Big Day Shabbos Mechol, then the Meister to take it off. That means, except for answer one safer, not go this way, Zechel and Ovid, they call the Chaznish. But Ikkaz, the time says, depends when you're eating Malav Malko. Eating a Miyad, you wear it, that's a Hemshuch. Not Miyad, then take off your Big Day Shabbos. So we have first one on Hogan Klaisel, you take it off after Abdullah, unless you eat Malav Malka. One on Hogan. A second Hogan Klaisel, the Sayyid Bashar Savoida, brings down another Rizal. It says a person in Makbid to eat Malav Malka with your Big Day Shabbos. Now, how do you answer the two Rizals? Lchura Kohen this type will answer, one's Miyad, one's not Miyad. I said the way you show Sayyid Savoida is not Machalik. It says you wear your Big Day Shabbos by the case of Malav Malka. Bortam the Nezachaim, the Kavachaim of Chaim Pelagi, the Benishchai, the Kavachaim, Shmir Shabbos brings it down the local is. Person wears it, Malav Malka, not Machalk when the Malav Malka is. Whether it's three hours later, you wear your Big Day Shabbos still after Malav Malka. This four is, the Kedusha, the Hemshach of Shabbos goes until Malav Malka. A second logo, Klai Yisrael. A third logo.
According to the second logo,
The third logo. There's a Lerek Yosha Rishon. He brings down his Anhoga of his Rebbe, the Trumas Adeshen. Trumas Adeshen wore his Big Day Shabbos till he went to sleep. That means their understanding, the Anhoga is, once you put on, you have no din to take it off. That means don't wear your Big Day Shabbos and Chol, I mean don't put them on during the week. But once on, you keep it on till you go to sleep. The Midan the Chodesh Shani want to go this way, you have Nevensel, Mishnas Yosef, the Wataina, you have a right to wear it until you go to sleep. Let's bring a right to this. We have a Taz Nabach and some of Kosher. Over there, they put on the shoes. They put on Shabbos morning and they wore it the next Friday night. If you understand that shoes have a locha or you have to have Yuchud for Shabbos, like half the Svarim, how are they going to do it? They went against the Rizal. They didn't take it off during the week. Because if you go like the Chumash Tadesh and like a Yosher, you have a right to it until you take it off. And then it seems to be that numerous people have the Anhoga that they wear Big Day Shabbos until they take them off. I mean, there's one Anhoga out there, the Chadnish wants to go to the Alokha Mitzad Abdullah, the Stipler. There's a second Alokha Mitzad the Sugya of Malav Malka, numerous Poskim, come along Mitzad the Sugya over here of until a person goes to sleep.
So never take any clothing, never.
For example, that means a person might switch a suit. A lot of time, Yuchav Shabbos, people have again undergarments. Undergarments, some people take a shower on Motzei Shabbos, Tzad Maim Chaim Melugmo. The Gemara Kuvi Tesam Beis, Rashi says, take either shower or hot water. Some people have a coffee, some people have a shower. What's it over there? Pizza, there's three things over there. That's another three things. So, Maisa, if you take a shower, you can't put back the same undershirt. Don't take a shower until the next day, the day afterwards. Economic, keep on the same undershirt. They point out, also built upon this, what about during the 9 days? Is it worse? Can't wear Big Day Shabbos during the 9 days. So much Shabbos you have to take it off Miyad. So here the Chanish and the Chodesh Shani says you have to take it off Miyad. Shmir Shabbos says after Malav Malka. And yet the Bachash over there says that the Loch is you cannot put on Big Day Shabbos during the 9 days. But once it's on, there's no din you have to take them off. What not can be? Let's say you have a bris in the morning, you wear Big Day Shabbos during the 9 days. Do you have to take it off after the bris? No, you have to wear it all day. So the Bichacha, Numas farming down from Zalman Vyashim and the Balls of Kribbutz Alokas, they down the Loch in the 9 days is don't put on Big Day Shabbos. But once on, you have a right to keep it on. Doing mid water saying over here and get to your Big Day Shabbos from Shabbos Yimechol. Then if it comes out, if that's on Hogar, which seems to be numerous people have on Hogar until they go to sleep, they have a right to wear the Big Day Shabbos. That means whether they go to sleep, the shoes is a week later. Whether it's next day or the undershirt 2 days later, whatever it is, you have a right to keep it on. I hear. For my mouth, yeah. Afterwards, they shall open. I hear.
Do English to spit that you should go back out?
My mouth, I said. Now, build up on this. Could a person wear his Shabbos suit to chasna? Can you wear your Shabbos suit to a business meeting? Are you allowed to do that? It's titled Ochta Benu Chel Alvam Kum Zayin. He says that people wear the Big Day Shabbos, the Shtraimuch, the Chasna, the Simcha, and that's against the Mogen Avram. Mogen Avram says not to wear your Big Day Shabbos, Bimei Chol. How in the world can you go to Simcha and wear your Big Day Shabbos? Maisa, if you analyze it, numbers are going to point out, we have Yishalmi in the Bavri. The Yisim Chaim Kniyesi, can you wear your Big Day Shabbos? He says, Ayin Shabbos Kofi Gimel Beis. The Yishalmi says that Rus went on a Shidduch with her Big Day Shabbos. She went, Maisa, on a Shidduch during the week, Pashas, don't say it was Shabbos. What? And then why tell her to go where? She can wait anyway at Big Day Shabbos. She do a chitza, a sechachta, and you put on the Big Day Shabbos, and we have a big isha over here. So it says, and the swarming down, the Gemara says that you might be allowed to for the case of a shidduch. For a chas is not worse than the case of a shidduch. But oh, they point out that Ben Hogim Aril, well, Numus Ben Hogim Klai will come from, he writes over there, Kol, Kroivir, Achos, and Mikalo, Leishim Big Day Shabbos. He makes all the Kroivir will Big Day Shabbos. By the case of the Ramon and the Halachos of the 9 days, it brings down when a person gets married by Shabbos Nachmu. He says by the Ofruf, you have a right to wear Big Day Shabbos. Now, after 9 days, you have no right to go there more. But your Ofruf, you have a right to go wear it. Well, he says, I'm over there by Bris Milah, that comes out on the case of even Tisha B'Av, you have a right to wear a Big Day Shabbos beside the Milah. You have 4 Shamal that says you wear a Big Day Shabbos al Smilah. And the Mizrachon point out, you can wear it to Mokha Mitzvah Kedoimo. And the Shal is really how to answer. So we have a Mokha Mamma Rizal. The Mokha Mamma Rizal, you cannot wear your Big Day Shabbos. Mimechal, what's going on? So, two ways to answer this question. After will be a case of a business meeting. The way that Torah Chaim wants to answer, you want Taina Mitzvah Shani. Milo, Purim, Mishwur being down, wear Big Day Shabbos. Mokha Mitzvah, wear during the week, was Purim. What was the answer? It's a Mitzvah, Mice is no problem. That's nichle get of Kavod Shabbos, Big Day Shabbos, Mokka Mitzvah. Another way of saying it over, the Tziv in Shulta Aleph, he says, you begotten miyuchod, we have a right to wear in a time that's miyuchod. That means when you go to Chasna, first thing is, what are you wearing? You say, I'm wearing my Shabbos suit. I mean, you're defining my Shabbos suit on a Mokka Mokhovet by a Chasna. By a Bris, when I'm wearing my Shabbos suit. That means you're wearing a begotten miyuchodim, a Mokka Mokhovet. We're right to go wear it. If so, could be enough to be in the case of a business suit. Mitzvah mitzvah. If it's a case of mamish business, get involved with Thomas Chiddush, that maybe business nichol get of a mitzvah, give people in case of panosol. But some might want to go to a place to a suit of a fancy dinner. During the week, that's not negate to making money over here. You're right to wear it. If it's a sugya mitzvah, you actually have a heter. Tell that siv, you wear begon mirchot that are muchubad. A place in the Muchubad that forget the honors of the beggar. It shows that this is a special beggar. I'm wearing the suit because I'm going to a very fancy, the mere dinner on the three, Gimel Nissan over here. It's very nice, the Muchubad, to wear it. I'm not making money, I was making money over here. Maisa mitzan that makes it very choshev. Going to visit a president, it's choshev. It shows there's a covetic beggar over here that gets honors of the beggar. That's why I'm wearing Big Day Shabbos. I'm wearing it during the week. I'm meeting the president, I'm going to choshev place over here. It makes the beggar very Muchubad. Maisa, we see from the Indian of Rus, from the Pasuk over here, we see a couple of points. We see number one, Big Day Shabbos, that's Yishalmi. Number two, we should wear the begodim right after Rechitza. That's the going. Take a shower right afterwards. We see also that women have to have begodim Yichodim for Shabbos. And we see Maisa, a person who writes the begodim for even the case of a Shidduch or Gedoimah.
The Indian is the after Shidduch when you take a shower, because it's a shower for your women,
And they said time before, so take a shower. Yes. I hear. Maisa, you say the Mishmua says it's a kol vav. You have to realize even a person who wears clothing is to mechabe oneself, but not dafka to others. Shabbos is an inin mechabe Shabbos. Therefore, even if you're in a lonely house, you have corona, and you're locked up in your own room, still says the Mishmua, the clothing, even though people is made for people to go see, even though it's around to go see, you have to mechabe Shabbos. Therefore, wherever you are, however you are, leave mass of you are, if no one's around, still you have to mechabe Shabbos and wear your big day Shabbos. Be'ez Hashem, chabur will be on Wednesday on the second sugya of Masa Derechecha, the beginning of Siman Shin Aleph, Aslocha.